Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now to some home news. School secretaries are set to strike as the Education Department refuses to address their pay scale. Most are earning under £12,500 a year. The action is due to start from Friday week, the 20th of September, when school secretaries will engage in a short work stoppage at the start of the school day. Thomas Byrne is the Fianna Fáil spokesperson on education and he's on the line. Why is it, Thomas Byrne, and there's something historic about this, that school secretaries, they're seen as a kind of a forgotten sector. They're paid out of the same school fund that boys buys the toilet paper and the soap.
Well, by and large, about 90% of school secretaries are paid directly by the schools out of their grants from the department. There is a grant called the ancillary grant for them. But there is about 10% of school secretaries, mainly those employed by educational training boards and some others who are there a long, long time, who are actually civil servants and are on civil servants' pay scales and who are, you know, will have pensions and the sort of entitlements that civil servants generally have. And by the way, Mary, under the current patronage competitions that are going on around the country this year and last year, if an ETB school wins the patronage competition, then the school secretary and caretaker will actually be employed under civil service terms. But for example, Educate Together or Catholic School or whatever gets the patronage, they will be employed directly by the school, generally on much worse terms and conditions.
And generally they don't have holiday pay?
Well, in some cases they have to go on the dole during the holidays, and in some cases they're paid as little as £12,000 a year if they're not employed by the department. And really all that's been sought here at the moment, Mary, is that talks would take place. And in fact there was an arbitration in 2015 between the department and the unions in relation to this. There was an agreement up to the end of this year, and the arbitration by the WRC mandated that talks would take place this year for a follow-on agreement. Now that's what we're asking for, that those talks would take place, and I've been asking the minister for some time to engage in meaningful negotiations. There was some kind of a meeting there earlier in the summer and nothing really came of it, but there weren't talks in the sense that would have been mandated by the WRC. What's happening is that this is just being allowed to fester. Unions are getting their backs up, workers are getting demoralised, and what will eventually happen is, and what seems to happen in industrial relations with this government, is that they allow people to go on strike. We've seen it with various bodies, and then the talks start. Why can't the talks start here? They have already been mandated to do this, and I've absolutely no idea why they have not started meaningful talks.
I know it's many years ago, but this unfair system of paying secretaries, I think that had begun under Fianna Fáil's watch.
I don't know, Mary, you're going back possibly before I was born
but you know, nonetheless, it's now trying to right an historic wrong, as it is seen against the secretaries. They're represented by FORSA. What exactly do they want?
Well, FORSA have their claim in. I can tell you what I want. You can ask FORSA what they want. What I want is for the government to meaningfully engage with the union. That's what I'm asking them to do, and they haven't done that. And I think that's the way to do. That's the way to do these things: to talk, to have a process, to have proper industrial relations there, and not let this issue fester. But I think what has to happen immediately is that the unfairness needs to end. I mean, when the department is establishing new schools, I mean, it's purely, it's almost random as to who will get the patronage of those schools in terms. It's voted on by parents, but depending on what way the parents vote, then the secretary in that school will have a completely different job. And I think that just shows you the craziness of this particular situation.
Okay, well, you know, FORSA wants all school secretaries and caretakers, that they should all become direct employees of the state and they should be placed on secure contracts. Would you support that?
Well, there's undoubtedly a very strong argument for that, Mary, but I think the most important thing that we should look for, and if I was Minister for the Education or Fianna Fáil were in power at the moment, what I can tell you what we would do is that we would talk with FORSA and we would have meaningful talks, first of all because that's the right thing to do, and secondly because it's mandated by the Workplace Relations Commission, and that's what has to happen. There is an agreement that runs out at the end of this year, so like it or lump it, the government has to deal with this issue because the agreement runs out at the end of the year, and we cannot allow school secretaries. We've got to stop this whole attitude of allowing people to go on strike and then dealing with the issues that
we've seen so often with this government. Do you believe that they are entitled to have their holiday pay reimbursed going back 10, 15, 20 years? Are they entitled to pension entitlements going back 10, 15, 20 years, maybe longer? Are they entitled to holiday pay and all of the entitlements they would have had if, like secretaries who pre the 1980s, have all those entitlements as employees of the Department of Education?
Mary, if we were in power at the moment, we wouldn't be having negotiations over the airways, and I'm not going to do that in this particular interview.
What but
I'm
you're saying not is, in power, you're in opposition and you're supporting
what I'm asking,
them.
What I'm asking, we're not supporting the government, Mary.
You are in confidence supply
absolutely,
with the government, but that's not what I was saying. What I was saying is you're supporting the secretaries to get talks going. So are you supporting, their cause?
The talks will not involve the opposition parties, and they will involve government, and I wouldn't expect the government to go into the details of the talks on the airways either. What I would expect the government to do is enter into those talks and discuss the issues with FORSA and with the secretaries and caretakers. That's what we're asking to do, and we think it's very reasonable because the government has been mandated to do this by the Workplace Relations Commission. What the outcome of those talks is will depend on various factors, including the resources that are available. I absolutely accept that, Mary, and that's very, very important. But the talks should take place because the government is required to do these. There's no use a private sector company, a strike going on there, and the government saying use all the industrial relations.
I just want to be clear.
When they don't do it themselves, Mary.
Thomas Byrne, I just want to be clear on how far you're backing them. You're backing their cause. You want talks between the union and government.
Absolutely.
But you're not backing a bottom line that they would be reimbursed, perhaps, each secretary for the years of service they have given and the losses they've had through not having holiday pay, through not having any of the entitlements of pensions and so on.
Mary, I'm not going to be able to right every wrong on your radio show, and it's unlikely we'll be able to.
I think it's a pretty simple question now, in fairness, Thomas Byrne. Do you support their cause?
It's unlikely that the Exchequer will be able to right every single wrong in terms of pay over many, many years.
So a deal would have to be done, is that it?
Well, that's what we're asking.
Yeah, but a deal in what way? Like a lump sum payment?
Mary, you are not going to draw me out on this in any way, because if we were in power, and we're not, if we were, we would be having the talks, and the talks wouldn't take place over the airways.
But you're not in power. You're supporting the secretaries. Tell me what you're supporting them to get.
I told you what I want is, what I've asked the government, and when I've raised this in the Dáil and on a number of occasions, and Joe McHugh agreed with me but did nothing about it as usual. I've had the secretaries into the Dáil.
You're sticking the boot into Joe McHugh, but you're not telling me what you would do for those secretaries.
Why am I sticking the boot in? Because he is required by the Workplace Relations Commission to enter into talks with the secretaries, and he hasn't done that. Now, I wouldn't expect Joe McHugh or the government to go on any radio programme and to discuss the nature of those talks or what the outcomes might be, but I do very much expect him to enter those talks. That is what he's required to do. That is what the state should be doing. That is what the state would ask a private sector employer to do, is to use the industrial relations mechanisms of the state. How often have we heard this? And now, when they are actually required by a previous arbitration to do this, they don't do it. And I think that is wrong. It's a bad example for the state. Should take place, and this strike should not go ahead.
Thomas Byrne, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on education. Thank you.